What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, Mark here. Welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hey, I've got a film called Breath that is going to release on May 3rd. And it'll be released digitally from Uncorked Entertainment. And written by Adriana Marzagali and John Reel, and is directed by John Reel. So what we have here is the story of a woman named Laura Winslet, who is a geologist who specializes in volcanology. She is out with her team, even though it's her and one other guy, really. But you assume there are other people because they keep saying team. She's conducting some surveys on a quasi-active volcano. Looks like Iceland, but I could be wrong. One day, she decides to stay longer to finish some tests. And so she's there alone. She has an accident. She falls inside a big, deep hole in the rock in the ground and is stuck in there. She's hurt. She can't get out. And she has to figure out how to get out before she either cooks in the sun on all this blasted black volcanic rock or runs out of water, or, you know, starves to death or whatever. Now, so you have an injured person, all alone, can't get out of a situation in which they're stuck in nature. You know, this movie was pretty darn good when it starred James Franco and was called 127 Hours. Not so much now. So in Breath, we have Laura trapped in a lava hole, injured, no way out, no food, no water, to last the 7 days she thinks it's going to be before anyone misses her, because everyone has left supposedly for 7 days and then they'll come back and, you know, pick up their test stuff. So the film is told through a series of long lingering shots on the rough pit walls, flashbacks, and a more deadpan narration by Laura than Harrison Ford's was in Blade Runner. Breath tries desperately to be profound and fails on almost every level. An actor named Neb Chubin plays Adam, a co-worker of Laura's who happens to be married and who has, unseen and prior to this event, drunkenly professed that he has feelings for Laura, who brushes them off because they already have a special relationship. And, you know, he's married. We understand that she is a widow and has a daughter. Now, her father is played by James Cosmo. And if you don't know who James Cosmo is, look him up because you damn sure know who he is. Barely utilized in this film. Because the majority of the screen time is, as one would expect in a movie put together like this, occupied by Laura, who's played by Rachel Day, who manages to be alone even when she's in the company of Adam or her father or her daughter, who is the subject of a great many of the flashbacks and her narration. And the narration is atrocious. Did I mention that? Look, this script must read really well. And it might even have made a good long, short story or a novella. But as it's written, it doesn't translate to the screen at all. We're subjected to over 90 minutes of Laura either being silent, sitting in the hole, or waxing on in this pseudo-philosophical, psychological drivel about how she's weak and can't finish anything on her own, and someone has to help her or she'll never get out, but no one's going to come and help her, and woe is she. And it just does not work cinematically. So the film even starts the narration with Laura explaining, hoping that you aren't expecting her to be at the alive at the end of the film simply because she's the one telling the story, because that doesn't mean anything. She tells us that at the beginning. So by the time we reach the end of the film, which is beyond where we come in at the beginning, and I don't want to spoil how the film opens, I just didn't care whether she lived or died at this point. And her varying revelations or epiphanies, they provided nothing but an excuse to see if Rachel Day could carry a film of this type, as many other actors have, both successfully and unsuccessfully. Spoiler alert, she cannot. At least not with this script. And that's what it boils down to here, is the script. The story's contrived, it's predictable, it's completely without anything worthy of caring about. And so I can't recommend that you watch it at all. It's just, like I said, this is not the script for a movie. This is the script for a book, maybe even a play. I don't know. But as it's written, it's just not good. Again, it hits digital release on May 3rd from Uncorked Entertainment. And basically the three players are Rachel Day, James Cosmo, and Neb Chupin. There you go. Hey, if you like what we do, don't forget to, you know, help us out. Follow us, like us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill. Twitter especially is huge. If you watch the episodes that make YouTube, please subscribe over there. That is helpful as well. And let us know what you think of what we're doing. Ryan and I will be back with some more big films. We've got a few big films in the next few weeks. We've got a couple trailers to come up. CinemaCon has just gone, which, while we didn't cover, a lot of great stuff came out of that, so I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point. And yeah, it'll be a good time. It's going to be a good summer, folks. Great cinematic summer. So till we get back to you, take it easy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.